It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting us here at Tabernacle Time today. We appreciate the opportunity to be here with you. We count it a great blessing and privilege to come by means of radio to share with you what God has done to bring salvation to us through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as He died on the old rugged cross. Happy Thanksgiving week. We're so thankful for all that God has done for us. And this being Thanksgiving week, we'd like to take a look at Psalm 100 today. That's Psalm 100. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to the Victorious Valley Homes Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. Their first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, I Just Want to Thank You, Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior gives great opportunity for you to thank the Lord for all that He has done for you. Listen to Psalm 105, starting with verse number 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. You notice in this very first verse, there are three things that are told about those who know the Lord as Savior. They should give thanks for what God has done. They should have fellowship with who God is as Savior and Heavenly Father. And there is the witness that God wants everyone to have once they accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Make known His deeds among the people. Now, the psalmist is not just talking about the deeds that are recorded in the Bible. He's also talking about the deeds that are done personally for us. What do we have to share with others? We have salvation to share with those around us. We can share what God has done for us and share what the Bible says about how we receive that salvation and how somebody else can receive it as well. Verse number 2 of Psalm 105, sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. In these first 5 verses of Psalm 105, we have the joy and the fellowship and the rejoicing and the testifying of those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Yes, we can give thanks and be thankful for what He has done. Thanks to the Heavenly Father for His love for us. Thanks to Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, who died for us and rose again that we might also have victory over death. Now, my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone sit down with you, either in person or on the telephone, and share with you what the Bible says about how you can be saved, I would love to have the opportunity to help you. Please call me. My number is 919-563-6753. Now, we'd also like to invite you to come to church today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45, and our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and this week, because it is the week of Thanksgiving, we're not going to meet at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. We're going to be meeting at 6:30 on Tuesday night in the fellowship hall. Some of our ladies will be bringing in soup and sides. There'll be singing, and there'll also be devotions, and then we'll dismiss for the evening. So those that need to get ready for Thanksgiving can go home and have Wednesday to prepare for Thanksgiving Day. Now, I'd also like to remind you that starting a week from today, we'll be in revival with Evangelist Randy Bain. Please be with us on our services on Sunday morning at 9:45, 11 o'clock, and 6 o'clock as Evangelist Randy Bain preaches for us. We will also be meeting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7 o'clock. So on Sunday, a week from today, 9:45, 11 o'clock, and 6 o'clock, and then Monday through Thursday, 7 o'clock each evening. Please be with us in the services with Randy Bain next week, but don't wait to be with us next week with Evangelist Randy Bain. Why not be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We also have a website if you go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you the wonderful message of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ and what the Bible says about this salvation and how you can receive it, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we'll give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by the Victorious Valley Homes Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of this second song is titled, I Will Serve Thee. love of God shown through the Lord Jesus Christ, offered to us through salvation. When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, we receive the love of God and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And shouldn't that bring thankfulness to our hearts? And even more than that, love for the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, taking our place, paying for the price of our salvation, so that we might have everlasting life. In this thankfulness and love, we should remember what he said in John 14:15, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." My friend, if God has saved you, you have much to thank him for. You have much to love him for, because he has done so much for you. Now, he says here in verse number 15 that there ought to be a changed life when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior and acknowledge the love that he's shown for you and reciprocate that love to him. Our love for Jesus should change the way that we live. Let's listen to this last song by the Victorious Valley Homes Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of this last song is titled, "Thank You."
Friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
You are called to love the Lord Jesus Christ by keeping His commandments if you love Him. But there is another reason for keeping the commandments of the Lord and being a testimony for Jesus. That other reason is living a life for others. For those who are lost need to have a testimony of salvation so that they might be able to see what Christ can do for them. And for the saved, a testimony helps them to see how they can grow in the Lord and have the peace and the strength and the guidance of the Lord. Listen to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, starting with verse number 14. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. Verse number 15 says, And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. You see, when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the joy of our salvation is placed in our soul, and that joy should turn to the love for the Lord. But in loving the Lord, we're to keep His commandments and live for others so that we might be a testimony to the lost and so that we might be a testimony to the saved. Paul said, I will very gladly give you what I have. I will very gladly give you who I am. I will live for the Lord to be a blessing, an encouragement, and an example for you. Notice as we go to Psalm 100, there's an attitude here of thanksgiving and love. As the psalmist said, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Now, my friend, this should be a description of those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. To make a joyful noise unto the Lord, to sing praises to the Lord. The psalmist calls on all nations to do this. All those who know the Lord from every nation on the earth should be raising their voice with praise to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. That's exactly what Jesus said. If you love me, keep my commandments. There's a gladness about serving the Lord in love and in gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Now, not the old song, but the Bible teaches in the book of Psalms that we should have a new song of redemption, a song that we sing about what Jesus has done for us in saving our souls. Verse number 3, Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Not only are we to acknowledge His authority, know ye that the Lord, having authority over us, so that we might do what He calls us to do. But it says, Know ye that the Lord, He is God. There's power behind His authority. God has called us to live for Him. There should be gladness as we do that, with the acknowledgement that where God guides in His will, He provides. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. You see, now we're dealing with only those who know the Lord as Savior. For a lost person, there is no praise that he can send up to God because he's under the judgment of God. The only thing that a lost person could say thank you for is the mercy that God can show. But we're talking about those who've received the mercy of God, who have a reason to make a joyful noise and to praise and to sing about the salvation that God has given them. But notice it says, It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. God knows all about our weaknesses, and that's very important. He made us. He knows what we need. He knows all about us. We are His people. the sheep of his pasture, there is a concern that he has for us. And that concern is a concern to meet our need, as Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." He says in verse number 4, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Only someone who knows Jesus as their Savior can say that God's mercy is everlasting. Only those who know the Lord as Savior can proclaim his goodness. He is good because he saved the soul. He does have everlasting mercy because his mercy endureth forever for those who know him as Savior. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. My friend, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior can lead you to a life of joy and rejoicing and singing and praising of those things that God has done for you in giving you a new life, in making your soul brand new, making you a new creature in Christ. God has offered so much in salvation that you can partake of if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, my friend, if you do know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, does Psalm 100 reflect the type of life that you have? There are many people who say that they're saved, but their life seems to be overrun with sadness. There's no gladness in their life. There's no joy in their life. They say that they're saved. Why are they not living for the Lord? My friend, if you know the Lord as your personal Savior, and this does not describe your life, maybe there's sin in your life keeping you from experiencing the joy that God wants you to have. Maybe there is regret in your life. I'm so glad for 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My friend, you don't have to go through life having sins being a burden to you. You can get forgiveness of those sins. Now, just to remind you that when you got saved, all of your sins, past, present, and future, were washed away. But sin can destroy the fellowship in your life with the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:9 is not to bring back salvation, because once you have that, you can't lose it. 1 John 1:9 is to bring back fellowship that's been lost when we go the wrong way after salvation. So, my friend, if you're not experiencing the joyfulness of salvation, examine your life. This is what God wants for you in Psalm 100, to be a joyful testimony of all the things that God has done. And my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I can understand why you might not think there's anything to be thankful for this time of year. But I want to remind you, as someone who already knows Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, I am so grateful and thankful for what Jesus Christ has done for me. And I am thankful for what Jesus Christ can do for you if you will confess that you're a sinner in his presence, repent of your sins, and then receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Ask him to save you. Through the writing of Paul, it is proclaimed, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Take that step today. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Let this Thanksgiving be the Thanksgiving that you can say, "God has saved my soul." And my friend, if I can help you, please call me. and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."